What the grace of God accomplishes in our lives, April 16, changes our rudeness to refinement. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Romans 12:9. Habits often repeated make character. Children who allow themselves to speak rudely to one another and to be impolite at home are forming habits that will cling to them in afterlife and that will be most difficult to overcome. They do not show that they fear the Lord. They do not manifest refinement of character. Their disposition becomes coarse, lacking in civility and that which constitutes refinement of manners. And all this casts a reflection upon the home training. In the behavior of children away from home, strangers can read, as in an open book, the history of the home life. They read there of duties left undone, of want of thoughtfulness, of lack of self-forgetfulness, of a disposition towards strife, fretfulness, impatience, while those who show that they have the fear of the Lord before them will, in character and in words, testify of a home where love is cherished, where there is peace, where patience is cultivated, where attention is given to the little proprieties of life, each mindful of his duty to make others happy. Are you all preparing to become members of the heavenly family? Are you seeking in the home life to be fitted to become members of the Lord's family? If so, make the home life happy by mutual self-sacrifice. If we want Jesus in our home, let kind words only be spoken there. The angels of God will not abide in a home where there is strife and contention. Let love be cherished and peace and Christian politeness, and angels will be your guests. If children and youth seek to be kind and courteous at home, thoughtfulness will become an abiding habit. Everyday politeness will cause them to be always polite. Home is the very place in which to practice self-denial and thoughtfulness to each member of the family. Thus it is with the family in heaven. Thus it will be when the scattered families of earth are reunited in the heavenly home.